Well, TK, I've just taken a massive swipe at coaches a second ago, say I would not do that for quids. Let's welcome in Phil Moss, who's just taken over the assistant role at Sydney FC. G'day, buddy. How are you?
Morning, Berkey. And to reference your comment, I had a perfectly full head of brown hair before I started coaching. It's starting to grow back now that I'm an assistant coach again. But, yeah, no, you certainly get a bit of grey, a few grey hairs with the top job. But it is very, very rewarding. And, look, in my opinion, it's the next best thing to playing.
I'm sure it is. It would be incredibly frustrating at the same time, especially when you've been there and done it as well. Talking about being there and done it, pre-season friendlies are underway. How have our boys gone overnight?
Yeah, look, we spoke. It's sort of been a mixture of games this week, and the FFA Cup round of 32 is only a couple of weeks away, so there's not long until there's something to play for, which brings, you know, the grassroots level of the game together with the professional level, which is fantastic for everyone involved. But this week, the Central Coast Mariners beat Hakoa, who are an NPL side. They beat them 1-0. The key point out of that game, I suppose, is Andrew Hull, who signed from Newcastle to the Mariners, scored his fourth goal of pre-season in that 1-0 win. And Danny De Silva made his debut for the Mariners, showed some very promising touches in the first 30 minutes of the game. Perth Glory suffered a loss, 3-1 loss to Inglewood, who are an NPL team in the WA NPL. But Mitch Nichols, Scott Neville and Jacob Poscolero all made their debuts for Perth. Scott Neville returning to the club that he left a few years ago.
Newcastle, how will they go?
Yeah, they won 5-1 over Broadmeadow Magic. Andrew Nabu, who we spoke about recently about getting some interest from the Middle East, so he hasn't gone anywhere yet, but he scored a hat-trick for Newcastle. Roy O'Donovan, who signed from the Mariners, went the opposite way to Andrew Hull. Scored, and Dimi Petrados scored as well. So that's a great result. Broadmeadow Magic, a very strong side from up there in northern New South Wales.
Tom Rogic continues his good form overseas. He can find the back of the net.
Yeah, he can. He's scored two home and away in this European Champions League qualifier against Linfield. So they've cruised to a 6-0 aggregate win, Celtic over Linfield. So they're now into the third round of UCL qualifying. But Tommy's gone there, scored two to kick his season off, and you know, he's becoming a more and more important member of the Socceroos, and we all know he's got that X factor that the Socceroos have probably been lacking over the last few years, and long may it continue. He's in great form.
Will he make a move from Celtic? Will he go down to EPL?
I'm one who thinks I would like to see that personally. I worked with Tommy at the Mariners. We knew from day one that he had a ball at his feet at Central Coast. He was special.
Star, wasn't he?
And yeah, and look, he's doing fantastically well at Celtic, and I think they've really rebuilt his body, because when he left Australia, he'd only played 33 games of That's professional right. football. His body fell apart. He missed the World Cup, missed the Asian Cup. But Celtic seem to have done a great job under Brendan Rodgers rebuilding him, and now he looks a complete package, physically, mentally, and obviously we've always known about his ability, but I'd like to see him play in one of the big leagues sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Mate, always plenty of West Ham supporters out there. What about Hernandez going from Man U to West Ham? Is that a good move for him, or is it a good pickup for West Ham?
I think it's probably a better move for West Ham than it is for the player.
Okay.
And that's no disrespect to West Ham. But
lack of time. Trying to get some game time at Man U.
That's right. And when you go from a massive club like Manchester United to a club like West Ham, I mean, West Ham is a big club, don't get me wrong, but it's not Manchester United. So, yeah, good pickup there for West Ham, definitely.
That's good news.
Morata, Chelsea?
I think
that was done this morning.
We spoke about that just quickly yesterday, but
that's a given.
Yeah, that's right. And he won a lot of silverware at Real Madrid, so that's a massive signing for them. But this Neymar thing won't go away.
It just
will not go away.
So there's more to it.
Well, yesterday Barca came out and said 200% he's not going anywhere. Then overnight, it's come out that Neymar has spoken to some of his Brazilian national teammates who are at PSG and said, "I'll be playing with you." So next season,
Gary
on
give
the football
ups.
Field.
Gary Giveups.
Well, you know what players are like. Once they start to talk, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Does he get enough love? The big three there.
That's right.
He get enough love?
There's always been this talk, TK, that he gets frustrated living in the shadow of Messi and Suarez. And that's part of the talk as to why he may want this move. But look, if he does go, it's only $970,000 a week of his wage that PSG are talking about.
Can I got to tell you a quick story. When I was in Newcastle in the UK, one of the boys was mates with the owner's son of Newcastle at the time, and I was sitting there with Graham Souness at a game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he said, what are the rugby blokes earn? And he said, oh mate, they're about sort of, you know, 100 grand, 150 a year type thing, 150 a year. And the son turned around as soon as and said, a year, not a week, a year. How do you earn and how do you live on 150 a year? It is just a whole new world.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
I mean, just take Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
When he got fined in Spain for the tax fraud, he had to pay 3 days' wages.
Yeah.
It was the fine.
Poor is that bugger. What it was?
Yeah.
And don't worry, he blew up about it. Oh, yeah. He blew up a tree. Now, Man U, mate.
Yes, there's a Manchester derby outside of Manchester. It's being played in Houston as part of the International Champions Cup. It's being played this morning. Vincent Kompany, who is the Manchester City defender, has come out in support of Lukaku, who signed from Everton to Manchester United, and said he believes he's the best striker in the world. And that's a wrap. They play in the Belgian national team together. He's just saying that is the sort of belief this guy has in himself. So he scored his first goal for Man U the other morning. We'll be interested to see how he goes.
Have a good weekend, Mossy.
Thank you, TK.
You're giving
too,
the boys
mate.
A weekend
and
off.
And you too, Berkey. No, we're in Saturday and Sunday.
Good to see.
Yeah. No rest for the wicked in pre-season.
Yeah,
they're pretty
money.
Boring coaches.